Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday evening. I want to remind you, about a half hour from now, Chris Gumenez is going to be joining us. Chris is the ASAC, the Assistant Special Agent in Charge of the Richmond District Office for the Drug Enforcement Administration. And those guys punch way above their weight class. What the Richmond Office of the DEA does in terms of combating illicit drugs is just stellar. It really, it's one of the reasons that they are so beloved within the DEA, within the law enforcement community. But this Saturday is Drug Take Back Day. And they do these, it's a couple of times a year now, right? I thought it used to be just a yearly thing, but I think it's a couple of times a year now. Gives you the opportunity, if you're looking through your medicine cabinet going, well, you know, I had a toothache a month ago and I still have these leftover pills. What do I do? You don't want to flush them down the toilet. So Chris will be here with all of the options on that. If you missed my conversation with Kevin Sorbo, let me suggest that you head on over to WRVA.com. WRVA.com. You can listen to it. And if you don't have your tickets yet for Kevin's appearance tomorrow with the Virginia Council in Glen Allen, they do have some tickets left. TheVirginiaCouncil.org. TheVirginiaCouncil.org. O-R-G. I mentioned X, and in fact, if you were just listening to the news report with Charles Pyle and Sarah Huffman, they were talking about Jason Meares, our beloved Attorney General, who is doing one hell of a job. Let me tell you that. Great, great job from Jason Meares, and he had a statement that he released on X. Now, the efforts to get X are real. You make no mistake about that. The leftists want it shut down. They are outraged that people like you, people like me, are not being shadow banned anymore. Thank God we're back up over 10,000 followers there, 20,000 plus on the one Facebook page, and 10,000 another. I mean, so Facebook has always been sort of iffy. What I notice is on September the 11th, because I go back to, well, September the 11th, 2001, and the images I had then, and remember, people jumping out of buildings. It's awful. It's just awful to think that that was their choice. I'm going to burn alive in the World Trade Center, or I'm going to jump and fall 110 stories and die that way. Either way, this doesn't end the way that I thought my day was going to end. So I had posted some of those photos years ago, and they come up in Facebook memories. Well, they come up in Facebook memories, and immediately the algorithm for Facebook says, oh, we don't like that, we don't like that. And I get these evil, nasty notes, and, you know, we're going to do terrible things, and you'll lose all your cat photos or whatever the threat is. Well, when X was Twitter, you remember that Rasputin-looking dude, Jack, was over there? He was shadow banning and squashing conservatives like nobody's business. And I had organically gotten about 25,000-30,000 people on what was then Twitter. And then they went through, man, they just slashed and burned. And the one day I woke up, it was like six people left. And all these angry notes from people saying, why'd you get rid of me? Why'd you do this? And it's like, if you knew me, you would know, I don't even know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. So, long story short, thank goodness we're back up over 10,000. It gives me more options. Same thing on Facebook. Now that we've eclipsed that 20,000 mark plus, there's some additional opportunities there, which are great. But the left doesn't like that. They don't like free speech. They don't like free enterprise. And let me give you just a couple of little snippets on that. We can start with our current minister of propaganda, who will soon be our former minister of propaganda, Karine Jean-Pierre. Cut number one.
Elon Musk is pledging to give away $1 million every day up until the election to voters in battleground states. Some experts are saying this is clearly illegal vote buying. Does the White House believe what he's doing is illegal.
So I'm going to have to refer you to the FEC. I'm not going to comment from it from here.
Can you talk about how the president's reacting to this in terms of, does he believe it's appropriate? Does he agree with what Governor Shapiro is saying about how this needs to be investigated?
I will leave it to Governor Shapiro and the legal authorities to speak to this. I'm just not going to speak to it from here. I would have to leave it to FEC.
And if you could just talk broadly about what Trump has also said about making Musk the head of a new government efficiency commission. Does the White House see that as a conflict of interest, given the fact that Musk's companies have so many contracts with government agencies and potentially given the power to regulate the agencies that hold sway over his own companies?
Well, since that's a campaign-related item there, what they're planning to do next or what it looks like under and their platform for his campaign, I'm just not going to respond to it from here.
Any reaction from the president or White House about Elon Musk's role at this moment in the political discussion?
I have no response, no comment on that at this moment.
Wow. So our DEI press secretary says she's got nothing to say. Her boss, however, at least her nominal boss, Joe Biden, in a little flashback, boy, he's got a few things to say, doesn't he?
Mr. President, do you think Elon Musk is a threat to U.S. national security? And should the U.S. and with the tools you have investigate his joint acquisition of Twitter with foreign governments, which include the Saudis?
I think that Elon Musk's cooperation and or technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at. But that's all I'll say.
Okay. I got to ask Germ, how many of the dead air sensors went off at the radio factory? You know, when you're in this business, we have, honest goodness, you think I'm joking now, we have these like little timers that are built into the pieces of equipment. And if there's no audio for a certain period of time, then they start blinking and beeping and calling people and going, "Hey, we're off the air. We're off the air. We're off the air." And you got to worry with a little clip like Joe Biden. And those are not, those were not dramatic pauses. Those were, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to say here because I don't really fully understand this. Because inside Joe Biden's brain is like a little, Homer Simpson sort of dude in there going, I don't know. And that's what the dead air was from Joe Biden. But make no mistake, he made it pretty clear. We got a lot of ways to go after Elon Musk. They go after anybody they don't like. God, I wish that weren't true. I really do. I just wish we lived in a time and a place where that wasn't true. And I'm so sad to see that we live in a time and a place that it is true. Like he's got a little, one of those little hamster wheels in his head, you know, and the hamster's taking a nap. Oh, yeah. Musk. We like, don't like, really like. Is he like Arnold? No, that was something. Whatever. Hey, Trump. Rumpf. If you're looking for Kamala Harris today, good luck. She's apparently at home. She's taken the day off 2 weeks to the day before Election Day. And what is she doing? You're thinking, as I am, well, it must be something serious. God, I hope she's not sick. Last week, the thing, what's that thing that everybody had? That, you know, you got the injections for and the vaccines, but they didn't really vaccinate you against anything. And, the thing, what Donald Trump called the China flu. In fact, he just said that last week at the Al Smith dinner up in New York. Another thing that Kamala Harris decided to take a hard pass on. It's just craziness. But, yeah, she's off today. So at first I thought, well, she's probably sick. Seriously, I thought, well, she's probably under the weather. Last week, Heidi and Julia had the China flu, as President Trump referred to it. And they're fine. Thank you for asking. I mean, we had a bizarre operation here at the house with me on one level and them on the other level. We're trying not to You know, not because I went along with all of the insanity that went along with that, but I just don't like being sick. I don't care what it is. I don't like being sick, and I'm not good at being sick. You can probably hear last couple of days, I have legitimately had a cold, and it's a really bad cold. And no, it's not that thing because I tested for that. It's just a bad cold. But I thought, well, if you're going to take the day off 2 weeks before Election Day, you got to be really sick. Maybe we need to hear something about your medical records. Maybe, right? No. She's taking the day off to, and I'm quoting here, to prepare for an interview, end quote. What does she have to prepare? She's going to be asked questions about her life story. Ma'am, if you don't know your life story, then no amount of preparation is going to help you. And did you want to go back now and revisit that whole I worked at McDonald's shtick that you were trying to push for a while? Or are you going to change that to, actually, it was Burger King and it was only a day? How about your accomplishments? That's not going to take you long to prep for. I just thought all of these little interactions you had, they just kind of gave you the questions anyway. You got the questions ahead of time. You memorized your answers. All was good. I just hope she's well. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Oh, those were the days. That's coming up in my my Facebook reels now. Because if you look back, you explore some of the things that Archie Bunker was saying on that show. It's like, you could never, ever do that now. Why? Because the left is firmly in control of so many different parts of our world, and they don't want free speech, they don't want humor, they don't want any of it. But you know, there's an interesting story that's breaking right about now, and I have to share this with you. It appears as if the Kamala Harris campaign is giving up the ghost. Maybe that's why she's not out on the campaign trail for herself today.
Come on, man!
Well, no, here's what's going on. The internal numbers are so bad, and they know that she's going to lose, that now she's traveling to places trying to get winners on the House side of things, on the congressional side of things. Why is Kamala Harris going to Texas or Kentucky or Florida? Why do you think that is? She has exactly zero chance to win any of those states. Heck, Florida, the National Democrats back in 2020 spent, I just saw this number earlier, I think $40 million or $50 million or $60 million. That was some huge number. And they know that they have absolutely positively no chance in Florida with the presidential election. They have spent less than $2 million and they ceased all advertising back in September. But now all of a sudden Kamala Harris is going to Florida. Why do you think that is? I'll tell you why it is. Because they know that she's in danger of helping the Democrats lose seats in the House. You remember how this all started? It all started when the highest level members of the commission, because that's what the Democrats are. It's like organized crime. So the heads of the families got together. Right? Nancy Pelosi, Schmuck Schumer, Barack Obama, they had a big commission meeting and they said, look, this dope, our presidential meat puppet, Joe Biden, he's going to lose. And everyone went, yep, no doubt about that. We know that. Absolutely. Yes. Well, now what do we do? Well, we've got to replace him. Okay, yep. We're going to do that. That's all good to go. But why? And they said, well, we're going to lose the White House. That's a given. There's nothing we can do about it. We're going to lose the White House. And it looks like we're going to lose the Senate. We somehow, some way have got to blunt this. We could take over the House, but it's highly unlikely with Joe Biden at the top of the ticket. So they push him off the cliff and they bring in Kamala Harris. And the thought process initially was, well, she might actually win. Now, it's become clearer and clearer and clearer every single day that has gone by that she is a loser of epic proportions. But they've also taken a look at it and said, oh, my gosh, not only is she a loser of epic proportions, she's going to lose by epic proportions. And she's going to cost us the Senate, and there's no flipping way we're going to get the House. So fundamentally, she is off the presidential campaign trail effective immediately, and she's traveling to places where she can, in theory, help people running for the House. I don't want to tell you it's all over. I don't do that, but I'd be looking out for exactly that. Drug Takeback Day tomorrow. We're going to talk about it at 5:35. It's 5:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday evening. There's news just coming across from Israel that, well, it should put a smile on your face. And I know that that's not necessarily something that is what we are looking right. Are we supposed to be happy that somebody got killed? Right? It's a tough one for me because I tell you all the time, I wouldn't say I'm a good person. I'm a person who tries to be good, and I don't want to celebrate this. But when it's a really disgusting, moral reprobate responsible for murder, I'm sorry, I can't really shed all that many tears. And the IDF has now confirmed that the new leader of Hezbollah has also been taken out of the game. Right? Remember they got, what was his name, Nasrallah the other day? It's like whack-a-mole now. I'm telling you, if you're in the hierarchy for Hamas or Hezbollah, I would turn in the brand new pagers, man, and just walk away. Do something else. Find religion or find music. Find collecting stamps. I don't care. Find something.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Something else to devote yourself to, because I don't think the retirement plan for you guys is really all that good. Anyway, I digress. There are some positive things that are going on in the community, and I remind you about National Drug Takeback Day. I thought this thing was like once a year, and now it just seems that it's much more often, and it's so effective. Really, really effective. Tons and tons and tons of unwanted, unnecessary drugs are disposed of every time they do this. Our pal Chris Gumenez is the assistant special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration's Richmond District Office. And these guys, I've said it before, I'll say it again, they are always fighting above their weight class. They do such great work out of the Richmond District Office, and they've got big plans for National Drug Takeback Day. Chris, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeff, thanks for having me. I always enjoy jumping on your show. You know that.
I do know that, and I love having you here because I love hearing about the success stories and the great activities. So am I wrong on this? Did Drug Take Back Day like pick up on scheduling? Wasn't it? To me, I thought it was like once a year, but it's not.
No, it's twice a year. It's always been. This is our 27th National Drug Take Back. Saturday, October 26th. We run it every year, twice a year, okay. April and October of every year.
All right, well, perfect. Well, now I will make a note of that, and I think it's great. I mean, twice a year, and you are bringing in tons of bad stuff, are you not?
Absolutely. You know, it's great two times a year that it gives a chance for people in our area to clean out their medicine cabinets. Yeah. You know, easily rid your homes of the unwanted, unneeded medications. Bring them to us. We'll get rid of them safely and effectively so they don't end up in the hands of kids or in the environment or in a landfill or in our water supply. No questions asked. We'll take it back. Jeff, you know, like I said, this is the 27th, and they just gave me some new numbers that I'm very excited about.
Okay.
Wait all time. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
18,570,000 pounds that we've taken back in 27 different events.
Good Lord, man.
Yep. Wow. Our April, just across the nation, April, we took in 670,000 pounds. To bring it down here into to our area, we took in as a division, of course, our division covers D.C., Virginia, and Maryland, 33,000 pounds. But in Virginia alone, you know, you and your listeners, you helped us bring in 17,500 pounds in Virginia last April. And that was at 270 sites. And I'm hoping that your listeners will do better this year.
Wow. Well, let's explain to everybody, because there are a lot of people listening and they're thinking, all right, well, this is very nice, Chris. It's very nice, Jeff. But I'm not using illegal drugs. There's no reason for me to be involved in this. But you keep mentioning that medicine cabinet. That's where this really all starts.
Yeah, absolutely. The medicine cabinet is one of the top places where where children and teenagers first experiment with drugs. It's, you know, it's their parents' medicine cabinet. It's their grandparents' medicine cabinet. So twice a year, like I said, we'll take it back, expired, unneeded, unwanted, unused. We'll even take back your vape pens if you remove the batteries, you know, the vape cartridges and everything. Unfortunately, we can't do needles because we're not going to have all our sharps equipment out there, but we'll take back the liquid products. We'll take back, powder products as well as any pills. This year, we're a little bit shorter. We got 250 collection sites across the Commonwealth.
Okay.
But with that being said, there's always one near to you. If your listeners will just go to, you know, www.deatakebackday.com. You can plug in your zip code, you can plug in your city, your town, and find the closest location to you. And Jeff, you know, I know you're a big supporter of law enforcement, but I've got to give my shout out to my local and state partners on this. We're just not big enough to handle 250 sites across the Commonwealth by ourselves. Mm-hmm. If it's not for Virginia State Police, if it's not for, say, Richmond PD, Hanover County Sheriff's Office, Henrico County Sheriff's Office, Chesterfield County Sheriff's Office, Prince George Sheriff's Office, Hopewell PD, Colonial Heights, Petersburg, any other agency you can think of within the Richmond metro area, they all pitch in and they have sites available. So I cannot thank my state and local partners enough for that.
Look, we've got a great crew in Central Virginia. We really do. I am so impressed with the men and women who serve in this day and age, whether it's a local, state, federal operations. And for those of us who are thinking, okay, I want to get rid of some stuff. I'm not sure what it is. Right, you kind of go through your medicine cabinet sometimes, Chris, and you're looking and going, oh, yeah, you know, I had that, I had work done on my tooth last year, and I've still got a couple of these pills left. You just get rid of them, and people, you know it, and you got to explain to everybody why you can't do this. People, including me, are thinking, well, why can't I just toss them down, you know, the commode or down the drain? What's the big deal?
Well, I mean, again, think about that. You start tossing opioids and synthetic opioids down the commode, like you said, or the toilet that end up into a water treatment and back into our potential water supply or the environment. It's just, it's not good. Just give it back to us. We'll get rid of it for you for free. No questions asked. That's what we do. Hey, and on a side note, we've also partnered with the Secretary of Public Safety here in the Commonwealth, as well as Virginia State Police, VCU PD, Richmond PD, and Capitol Police. On Wednesday, for Commonwealth of Virginia employees, we'll be out at the Governor Square at the James Madison Building with the van set up in a collection site. So you can come see us Wednesday, October 23rd, between 11 and 3, before Saturday's National Take Back as well.
Oh, I love this. I really do. And it's not about the numbers, but wouldn't it be really cool if we could set a new record this year?
Yeah, if we can go over 18,000 pounds, I'd be much appreciative. You know, it's these take back events. They do a lot for the community, but you know, again, I know you've heard me harp on this, but the whole idea is to get these pills out of the hands of the community. As you know, we lost over 107,000 poor souls in 2022 to drug overdoses or poisonings. Just to kind of give you an idea, that's 300 people a day.
Jeez.
That's a Boeing 777 crashing every day.
Wow.
To bring it here to Central Virginia, because I know a lot of your listeners are big fans of the flying squirrels.
Yeah.
The diamond holds 12,134 people.
Jeez.
That is 9 diamonds of poor souls that have died in 1 year due to fentanyl.
And let's face it, you guys have done a great job. You've taken point on this whole idea, this whole notion, the phrase one pill can kill. It is truer today in 2024 than it's ever been.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm so proud of that, because that's a national initiative. But even here I got to give the Commonwealth of Virginia credit and the Attorney General's office. They've picked it up and they're running it. You've probably seen some of their signs across the interstates. That's with the state. We're working with the Attorney General's office on One Pill Can Kill. We're working with the First Lady on her initiative, which is fentanyl related.
Yep.
Everybody's picked up on this. And our goal is to get the deaths reduced, to get these overdoses down, to get the amount of supply out of our community, so that we can live, or so these kids can live a more healthier lifestyle.
I love it. So again, it's the first thing is going to be basically outside the governor's office right there on Capitol Square. And when is that again?
The James Madison building right out in front of the building. I just use it for the governor's mansion because everybody knows. But it's the James Madison building right now. And that's going to be Wednesday, October 23rd,
okay,
between 11 and 3 p.m.
Okay, so that's tomorrow. And that's great for state employees. Everybody that's down there already, boy, you bring it with you. Send it away and you're not dealing with it. The rest of us, maybe not state employees, Saturday. Are there times that this is going to run specifically, or is it all day drop off?
No, it's between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Okay.
At all the sites.
Okay.
Again, just go to www.deatakebackday.com,
okay,
and a big search bar will come up. You'll be able to plug in your zip code, plug in your city, your town, and you'll find the closest site to you. A lot of these sites, if not all of them, have drive-up service. You won't even have to get out your car. Pull up,
wow,
hand over the bag, and somebody will come and take care of it and get rid of it so you don't have to deal with it anymore.
And I want to remind everybody, because there are a couple people, I can feel it, Chris, people sitting there going, well, I don't know. It is no questions asked, isn't it?
No questions asked. Let's just get it out. I don't care what it is. Get it to us. Let us destroy it so it doesn't get in the hands of our kids and teenagers.
It's so important. And I will remind everybody, in Central Virginia, it's like 100% cooperation. I know the town of Ashland does something, Hanover County Sheriff's Office. We've got Henrico PD, the Henrico Sheriff, down in Chesterfield, the Sheriff and the PD, Colonial Heights, Petersburg, just the whole collection of folks. In
almost everybody, Jeff.
Yeah.
Almost
yeah.
Every PD and sheriff is involved. This is it's such a good cause, and again, I can't thank my state and local partners enough for helping us out with this.
Yeah, do me a favor one more time. Give us, if you don't mind, give us that website so people can find the closest drop-off point.
Again, it's www.deatakebackday.com.
All right, we're going to get that out there. I'm going to share it on social media, and I would be remiss if I didn't have a big hat tip, one of those big campaign-style hat tips to Colonel Gary Settle of the BSP, the Virginia State Police, also stepping up to do this. Chris, you and the team over there on Green Court do an amazing job. I know that people don't say it enough, but thank you. Thank your troops for what they're doing. They need to know that there are plenty of us out here in the real world who really do appreciate what they're doing. And you make no mistake when I tell you, we pray for your safety every single day.
Jeff, I appreciate that. And, you know, the men and women of DEA and our Special Agent Task Force officers and diversion investigators, that we all appreciate that. Hey, but also remind your listeners, while they're looking for a take-back location, visit our again, same website, DEA.gov, and check out our One Pill Can Kill campaign. There's great, great literature there, how to talk to your teens. There's great literature, how to talk to people if you need help, if you need resources. It's just a great place to start. I encourage especially any parents of teens, get on that website and look around. There's some great conversation starters for parents for their kids.
Fair enough, I'll tell you. Well, we'll make some time. We'll get you back to talk just about that. I appreciate it. That is Chris Gumenez. He's one of the good guys. Make no mistake about it. He is the assistant special agent in charge of our Drug Enforcement Administration Richmond District Office. These guys do great work. Wednesday, you heard about Take Back Day if you're a state employee down there, like around Capitol Square. And Saturday, for everybody else, National Drug Take Back Day. If we can get over 18,000 pounds, man, I'm going to be thrilled. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. The biggest Donald Trump event yet is going to take place tomorrow. It's going to be in Georgia. It is, well, let's use a Trumpism. It is huge. It is absolutely huge. And our pal Mike Dickinson is going to be on the ground for it. He's going to give a live report for us tomorrow afternoon in the 5 o'clock hour. We're getting all the details formalized on that, but you definitely want to make sure you are here for that. It's just going to be amazing. And you think that President Trump is doing rallies all over the country, and Kamala Harris seems like she's kind of thrown in the towel already. She's off today. She's off. She's busy allegedly preparing for an interview. Maybe it's that exit interview. I always think exit interviews are hysterical. Do you watch any of the Veronica? Is it technically anime germ, or is it just a cartoon? I don't know. Whatever it is. I look at it, I see cartoon. I'm sure somebody's got a different thing. But Veronica is like every single employee in every single company around the world. And she's the one who calls out all of the nonsense. And they had one the other day. They were talking about the, quote, exit interview. Right? the exit interview. And it's like, are you kidding me? The response from, I don't know if it's Veronica or one of the other characters, and it's like, well, why are you having an exit interview with me? Why didn't you listen to me while I worked here? And I had all these good ideas. And you just told me to shut up and sit down. But now that I'm leaving, all of a sudden you care about what I think. And I thought, wow, that is hysterical. But she's like everybody's hero. Once you see a Veronica thing, and it's not just that end. I mean, she's got one where it's, you know, you're joining a new company. She's got one where you got the annoying workplace person who doesn't actually do any of their work, and you get stuck. It's just Google Veronica, or I'll put a couple up on Facebook or something. I think that is, it's just hysterical. But I hear interview for Kamala Harris, and that's what I'm thinking. Is it the Democrat Party sitting around the bosses of the Democrat Party criminal commission or whatever they call it, right? The heads of the families. Like you got Nancy Pelosi, you got Schmuck Schumer, you got Barack Obama. I wonder if they let Joe Biden or Dr. Jill Biden attend. Because that exit interview for Kamala Harris is going to be something else, man. It really is. Really, really funny. All right, listen, have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app